Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike, and I am the staff naturopath for Purium Health Products, Michael Wolfeld, and it's always a pleasure to be with you. I join you at this time the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month, and we always try and bring a subject that you people have brought to me. And once again, I want to remind everyone that this is being recorded. It will be in the back office, I believe, as of tomorrow. And you can always listen to it again, and you can share it with your friends and customers and people that might be interested. Now, the subject tonight is osteoporosis, friend or foe. And the subtitle is Learn Why This Disease, in quote-unquote hyphenated, has become an epidemic. Well, first thing I will tell you is that osteoporosis is the number one condition that I receive phone calls for, bar none. I mean, it leads the pack at least by, I'd say 20-30% over the next most popular call, which we will cover in 2 weeks. So you'll have to call back in 2 weeks to find out what that subject is, although you'll probably guess if you really thought about it. But anyhow, tonight we are going to discuss osteoporosis. Now, one thing I always like to tell everyone and remind people of is the idea that when you go to your doctor is simply a resource. Your doctor is not God. Your doctor is not even necessarily an expert. Your doctor is simply a paid person who has been trained to do certain things. And it's important that you know what a doctor is capable of doing and what he is incapable of doing. That's number one. Number two, osteoporosis, like many conditions, are big money makers. Drugs like Fosamax and Boniva, these are top sellers. And doctors will often recommend that people, women especially, start taking one of these so-called osteoporosis prevention drugs even before it's clear that it's a needed thing. Okay? When I went to medical school years and years ago, back in the 70s, I left because even back then, it was about how do I sell drugs. It wasn't about health. Okay, so we are focusing on health. We don't focus on disease. And like I've said time and time again, and I'll repeat, the word disease does not mean a problem. It means out of ease, out of balance. Okay, so when you hear someone talk about a disease, it really means they are out of balance in some way. Okay, and truly, that is what osteoporosis is. So we're going to look at it real carefully, and we're going to take it apart so everyone has a clear understanding of what's going on. And I think it will become very clear how we deal with this. Now, it is true that women get affected by osteoporosis supposedly more than men, although that's not true. It's just that that's who we hear about the most. And the other fact is that typically a man's bones, especially leg bones, are heavier than a woman's leg bones. So you can lose more percentage-wise out of the man's bone before you're going to notice something. The second thing that's going on is women before menopause will have very large leg bones. And the reason for this is, in fact, some of them will be as large, if not larger, than a comparably sized male. Well, the reason for this is that because before the age of menopause, a woman is designed to be able to have a baby and to carry the baby for 9 months. So you can end up with anywhere between 20 and 35, pounds extra for that 9 month period, which means that the legs have to support that. The whole skeleton does. And then once you go through menopause, and this is often not explained by doctors. Once you've gone through menopause and you're no longer capable of having a fetus inside of you, there is no need for you to have that extra weight of the bones, and so your bones will automatically start sloughing off some of the excess. Okay, that's an important thing, important point that gets often overlooked by the fine medical profession. So, that's point number one. Now, farther along down the line, we have to ask ourselves the question, well, what exactly is osteoporosis? Okay. The medical profession and science says that osteoporosis is when your bones start getting weaker and you lose calcium. Okay. Now, there is a big difference between losing calcium and getting weaker. Like I said, a woman is naturally going to lose some calcium and bone mass when she goes through menopause. That's a normal process because there's no point in carrying that extra weight if it's not going to be used for a fetus. Okay, so that's a normal thing. But believe it or not, studies have been done that have shown that the amount of calcium loss did not seem to have that much of an effect on whether somebody was going to have a broken bone or not. And what was going to determine if someone had a broken bone was flexibility. In other words, is the bone flexible or is the bone stiff? Now, flexible bones will bend, stiff bones break. So what is the cause of not only the calcium to be losing, but why would our bone get stiff? Okay, well, it's common knowledge that bones are not made of only calcium. There's a host of minerals and trace minerals that are necessary to have a healthy bone. But can you just simply take these minerals and trace minerals and think you're going to have a healthy bone? No, you can't, because that's not how nature works. Nature works through a synergistic process. So we have been told through Mother Nature that if we eat a diet that is very rich in protein, high-quality fats, minerals, vitamins, then our body will go about its own manufacturing process to produce healthy bones. So that's point number one. So obviously, it's pretty common knowledge that people that have good, healthy organic diets where they're eating lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and they're staying away from processed foods and not doing lots of coffee and alcohol and so on and so forth, those people are pretty much going to be healthier overall. Okay. And they also get, you know, a certain amount of sunshine, which is necessary for the vitamin D. Okay. Now, there's another factor here that needs to be highly discussed, because this is the biggest factor, whether we're talking about losing calcium or losing flexibility, because it's really one and the same problem. Because when you start losing calcium, you're not just losing calcium, you're losing the network and the matrix of the healthy bone material. Now, bones are made of minerals. That's what they're comprised of. And what are minerals by nature? Minerals are alkaline. That is a commonly known fact among the chemical world, and many people understand that minerals are basically alkaline, whereas other things are considered to be acidic. Now, the medical profession knows that it is imperative that the body do absolutely everything it can do to keep the pH of the blood within a normal, slightly alkaline range. If it becomes too alkaline, the body has to correct it. If it becomes too acidic, the body has to correct it. If it gets too far out of whack, it'll kill you. You'll be dead. Pretty quick. Okay, so in other words, that's a real survival mechanism that the body has in place, that it will do anything and everything to keep your blood at the proper pH. Now, very few of us have to really worry about getting too alkaline. I mean, I've known a couple people that did because they were crazy. They were fanatics. And they ate nothing other than, like, green vegetables, which you can't survive on. Okay, I mean, a cow can, but, you know, it's not easy to do. So being too acidic is normally what is the problem. So if we get too acidic, guess what? The body has to keep that acid in check, and it will look for alkaline sources within the body if we're not taking them in our diet. In other words, if we're eating a diet that is rich in alkaline-forming foods, like raw fruits and vegetables, then the body has plenty of alkaline minerals as a reserve to go and use for balancing that acidic pH. But if we are not consuming lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, and we have more of a typical American diet, which can be anywhere from bad to worse, including fast food, junk food, coffee, alcohol, drugs, both legal and illegal, they're all acidic, this means that the body is being inundated with a lot of acid residue. Now, believe it or not, as bad as fast food and donuts and coffee and alcohol and drugs are in terms of acid-forming residue, what's even worse than all of those things in terms of producing lots of acid is stress. And I think most of us recognize that we live in a fairly stressful world, and so it's easy to experience stress, but this is why it's so crucial to practice exercises and mindfulness so that we don't let the stress stress us out, because that's very, very hazardous to our health, especially our bones. So when we have too much acid coming into our bodies, the body will then seek alkaline sources. Like I said, it prefers to be able to find it in the food we're eating, but if that's not there, or if there's not enough of it, like for example, if we're dealing with humongous amounts of stress, which produces lots and lots of acid, and we're eating a little bit of good food, but not nearly enough, then the body still has to go look for some alkaline minerals. And so where's it going to find it? It's going to find it from the bones and the teeth. That's exactly what happens. This is the same reason why pregnant women, if they're malnourished, will end up with weak bones and very soft teeth. Because nature will do everything to protect that growing fetus, even at the expense of causing damage to the host mother. Okay, that's the way nature works. Survival of the fittest. So in other words, our body will do everything it can to keep the bloodstream at the proper pH, because if that's not correct, the heart can't function, the brain can't function, and we check out. We're dead. So in other words, the body will go for weak bones just to keep you alive, and that's what it does. Okay, so the first rule of thumb is we have to learn how to control stress. And obviously, we need to eat a diet that is rich in mineral food compounds. And those are your fruits and vegetables. This is obviously where PHP can help a lot, because we have, good grief, we have, you know, barley juice, we have Kamut blend, we have the best of greens, we have the more greens, we have the scoop of greens, we have the power shake. Now, some of those are more alkaline than others. like the pure barley, the pure kamut, are going to probably be the most alkaline. And then we also have the ionic minerals, which is rich in magnesium, and that's an ionic form, so you can add that to a green drink, and that's a good way to add more alkaline minerals. So there's lots of things that we can do. Now, this is another reason why, for example, our product that's called Master Aminos is so valuable. You see, protein is one of the most acid-forming foods that we consume. Now, there's no doubt about the fact that we got to have protein, and we have to have quality protein. And there's nothing wrong with having some small amounts of quality protein, even animal protein, if it's organic and you know where it's from, that kind of thing. If it's balanced out with enough fruits and vegetables and mineral-rich foods. But if we're eating a big 12-ounce sirloin steak with a stuffed baked potato and we have a piece of cheesecake for dessert and we had a bowl of clam chowder to start with and, you know, and a martini and a beer, that is a 100% acid-forming meal, which is pretty nasty on the body. And you think that a lot of people eat like that. That's the problem. So we need to reverse that, okay? Because coffee, alcohol, too much meat, all these things are acid. So this is another reason why the Master Aminos can be so valuable, because they are a very good protein source that, of course, people use to help build muscle, burn fat. But it's also very valuable because it doesn't have acid residue. So you can safely take it and get a protein source without the waste that will then have to be balanced out. So that's why it's really good for athletes, because when you're exercising, especially vigorously, even the waste that your body produces naturally is acidic. That's why it's very helpful to do things like the power shake and the green drinks, you know, before and after you exercise, because you want to keep the alkaline minerals rich, you know, to add some ionic minerals. That's very helpful, okay? So this is the main culprit, is acid in our system that is too much for the body to be able to neutralize with what it has on hand from the diet. And this is why it's so crucial that we add as many fruits and vegetables, and you can, you know, every time you take a green drink, add our biofruit. Anytime you add anything like that, you are adding mineral-rich food. And so that is very, very helpful. And at the same time, the next time someone offers you a Krispy Kreme donut, even though you might think it looks good, the reality is it's 100% acid-forming. So not only is it just not nutritious, that's one of the major factors that makes it bad. Now, there's other things that make it bad, but we're only talking right now acid and alkaline, okay? It also, you know, robs other mineral nutrients from your body. I mean, white flour doesn't have too much redeeming qualities. But the point is that you want to become more conscious about what you eat, and as you change your diet and you start putting more fresh fruits and vegetables, and you start choosing snacks and dessert things that are healthy rather than just simply decadent. You can have some real decadent healthy things. You just have to do a little, you know, a little work about it. But it's really important, if you want to have healthy, flexible bones, to keep your alkaline mineral reserves from your food sources high. That's crucial. Because let's face it, folks, every one of us is going to deal with stress. It's unavoidable in our world today. And a little bit of stress is actually good, because it makes us stronger. But unfortunately, you know, as we've talked in previous calls, we're dealing with stress over the top. And part of it is because we have technology now that just makes everything so available that we have decided that multitasking is a sign of intelligence. Well, there are psychologists that say multitasking is nothing more than a sign of ADD, and it's not intelligence. Okay? It produces problems because it's stressful on the brain, on the whole body. There's even telephones now that have a multitasking button. It's crazy. Okay, so that's why when you can't turn this stuff off, you have to stay focused and realize that technology and what we have at our disposal should be helping us, not making us nervous wrecks. That is absolutely crucial. And to put it in perspective, over 150 years ago, when Abraham Lincoln was elected president, I read this a few months ago. I think I shared this before, but it's worth repeating because it gives you an idea of how stressful things can get. Over 150 years ago, when Abraham Lincoln was elected president, it was over 3 months before everyone in the United States who had voted found out who had been elected. 3 months. And that was normal. That was normal procedure. You just sat back and you just sort of waited. It wasn't a quick thing. Today, you know, when we have elections, they're announcing winners before people in California and Alaska have even voted. Okay, so we've speeded up too much. And so we have to slow down and take charge, because if we allow ourselves, you know, it's like anything else. If you step into a rapidly moving river, it's pretty hard not to go down the river with that fast moving water. But if you simply put your foot in the water while you're sitting on a dock and you're holding on to something, then the water is not going to carry you down the river. Okay, well, that's the way we need to be in life. We take advantage of what there is, but we don't let anything carry us down the stress-filled river, because it's very unhealthy. So just to recap, folks, because this is really important, and this applies not just to osteoporosis, this applies to cancer. This applies to many conditions that people are afflicted with. When we are dealing with over-acidity in our system, it affects our blood. It will then affect our bones. It can affect every cell in the body, because viruses like acid environments. So you're much more prone to a viral infection. Cancer thrives in acid, even though cancer cells themselves produce lactic acid, which helps to flush out the excess acid and the toxins. Okay, but an acidic condition is what breaks normal cells down, and then a cancer cell can thrive. And we're going to talk about cancer in a later time, because it's a little bit more involved, but just to give you an overview, cancer, osteoporosis, viral infections, heart disease, that makes sense, I think, because obviously that's involved with the bloodstream. All of these things are made worse or even caused by an over-acidic condition that stays with us on and on. And this is why we are seeing things like osteoporosis as an epidemic. This is why we are seeing the cancer rate so high. This is one of the reasons why we see so many viral outbreaks. And you see this all the time, you know, among animals. And this is why there's been so much, you know, problems with the food source, because animals are mistreated and they're put in environments and given food that does not support a healthy alkaline system. So the animal gets sick. Then we eat that sick animal. So this is why it's so crucial that we have understanding about what is really the cause. And always remember, anytime you think of the word disease, don't think of it as a problem or an enemy. Think of it for what it is, out of ease, out of balance. And then ask, what is out of balance? That is the secret. So there's been a lot we have discussed tonight, but it's really pretty simple. And just keep focused on the fact that if you want healthy bodies, especially healthy bones, it's crucial that we do everything we can to increase the amount of alkaline-forming rich food, which are the fruits and the vegetables especially. Our ionic minerals help with that. Even our new mica minerals help with that. All these things can help. But then, of course, to stay away from the processed foods, the coffee, the alcohol, the famous donut. And, of course, it's okay to have something once in a while. But I think what everyone discovers, and I know I have discovered this, is that once you start eating really healthy, live food, the donut doesn't look too good anymore. You know, the Chips Ahoy cookie is pretty disgusting looking. And so these things that we thought were treats are actually just the opposite of a treat. But it takes time, and your body is worth the effort and the energy that you can put into learning how to be healthy and acting upon what you learn. That's crucial. So I certainly hope that this has been helpful, and I wish you all healthy bones, and get some exercise. Weight bearing is very good for maintaining and building healthy, flexible bones, along with the good diet. And it's been a pleasure being with you. Once again, you can always call me at 800-962-LIFE, which is 800-962-5433, or email me at askphpdoc@gmail.com. And I always look forward to getting calls and emails, especially if you have a subject that you would like discussed. The subject tonight was brought on by one of our members, and the call that we had 2 weeks ago about the additives and the fillers was also directly created because of callers. So I rely on you to bring the information and the issues that are the most pressing. And like I said, the osteoporosis was easy because it is the number one call I get. So it, you know, it's obviously worth having and having in the back office so that hopefully more and more people can listen to it. So take good care. God bless. I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks, and we're going to be talking about the second most popular question that I receive. So until then, be well, be happy, and bye for now.